Welcome to the Tiger Cast, a podcast designed to tell the story of Warsaw schools and inform our community about the great things happening to serve our students. Well, good morning. My name is Kyle Carter. I'm the Chief Technology and Data Analytics Officer for Warsaw Community Schools. Amy can't join us today, but we've got a great show for you. We've got a room of some eagerly smiling faces this morning. These are some of my former Jefferson Spartans. They're still Jefferson Spartans. They know what I mean. They're in the studio and they're excited and happy to talk about a project they're working on called Happy Beans Coffee. Whether you are walking up and down the streets of Warsaw, Indiana, or the streets of a big city, you can't travel very far without seeing a coffee shop on the corner. There are a lot of people in the world that love that good old cup of coffee first thing in the morning. In fact, I'm working on my second cup right now. So we have with us some individuals that want to talk about Happy Beans Coffee today. Our guests, we have Miss Rachel Jensen, who's a teacher at Jefferson Elementary School. And then I have three smiling faces with me right now, all fifth graders at Jefferson, Israel, Bella, and Abel. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Mr. Carter, our chief of our electronics.
That's absolutely it. We'll go with that. So let's jump right into the questions this morning. Ms. Jensen, can you tell us a little bit about Happy Beans Coffee?
Yeah, so Happy Beans Coffee is brand new this year. It was an idea that was actually presented to me by a parent who showed me this article about how amazing it could be for a school community, how amazing it could be for students who are learning. These three students are definitely learning with me right now. And it just was presented to me and I was like, let's give it a shot. And so I went and talked to our principal and we had a ton of community support to help get this started. And I think it's going well so far. We've enjoyed it so far.
So how's it work?
So every Friday morning, we get to school. They get here first thing in the morning, and they get their hats on and their aprons. And we brew coffee. And the teachers know that we are open on Friday mornings from 8:45 until 9:30. And so teachers will come in, and we will give them either coffee or hot chocolate for a really low price, right? Mm-hmm. And what do we say to them when they get there?
Thank you.
No, they first get there.
Hi, welcome to Happy Bean Coffee. Would you like hot chocolate or coffee?
That's right. And so they know what's offered to them. We have some signs and things along those lines that we can use to help us remember those things too. So,
all right. So most important thing I heard on that one, you have coffee and hot chocolate. I need my coffee first thing in the morning. But mm-hmm. these uniforms, so what does the uniform look like?
They're blue and they have these logos that says Happy Beans Coffee Shop.
Ah, so you've got your own logo and everything.
And name tags.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's official. When you've got name tags, uniforms, logos, hats, that is awesome. So tell us a little bit more about just that process and what led up to getting really essentially a coffee shop started within a school, because I don't think you have all of this equipment and these supplies sitting around.
No, believe it or not, we don't have a bunch of coffee pots just like lying around waiting to be used. So again, this parent that gave me this idea, she posted on her Facebook and I had made an Amazon cart of just things that we would need to start a coffee shop because it's not super cheap. I can't afford it. There's just a lot of things that go into it. And so we made a wish list of all the different things that we needed and she posted it. And within an hour, it was all taken care of. It was amazing. So, things like a coffee urn that brews like a ton of coffee, a lot of different types of coffee. We got, like two different kinds of coffees. We got all of the aprons and the hats and things along those lines that they needed. We got fun things like, I can't even think of everything. We got cups and we got lids. We have a little stamp with our logo on it, which is really cool that we've used everywhere.
And we got a coffee cart
Yep, a coffee cart. That's right.
That so you could go on the move if you really wanted to eventually.
We could. We actually have our first gig outside of school next Monday. So we're really excited about that too.
Oh, that was actually going to be a question that I asked later. Man, can we hire out this amazing organization and send them on the road if we needed to?
Right. I mean, never say never.
So. Well, I want to learn a little bit more from Abel and Israel and Bella this morning. So it's serious business operating your business. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do each morning, or maybe even leading up to when you're getting ready to open on the Friday morning?
We do the beat on Wednesday, God talk o'clock, and then we meet a get of we needed a put.
Yep. So what he's saying is I call every Wednesday restock o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Where we go down and we go into the room and we restock everything we need. We make a list of anything that we need to buy more of. And we have a lot of fun doing it. We take everything down, we get everything prepped for Friday, and really fun.
You got to have the supply if you're going to run a business, and that is a part of operating a business, is making sure you don't run out of the things that you need. Mm-hmm. All right, what else does this look like?
Well, every morning we get here, we have to get our things on to get ready, and then we have to wait for people to come by and get coffee. And we say, "Welcome to Happy Beans Coffee Shop. Would you like hot chocolate or coffee?" Most of them say hot chocolate, and I will say, would you like marshmallows? And they will say, no or yes.
All right, so you've got some extras that go into that coffee as well, but I'm hearing a lot of customer service goes into this, really treating your customers well and helping them feel welcome when they come in and they're getting ready to purchase their product. Bella, what's it look like? What do you do?
What if they order coffee? What do you say if they order coffee?
Do you want any flavoring?
Yeah. What type of flavorings do we have?
Hazelnut, caramel, and vanilla.
Okay. So it's not just straight up black coffee. You've got some extras in there, hot chocolate for the non-coffee lovers.
Or you can do half and half.
Half and half.
We have some customers that like half coffee, half hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had that before.
That's Bella's specialty. She knows what to do.
I'm just kind of wondering, that actually brings up a really good point. Do you, boys and girls, do you ever test the product? Just curious about that.
Have you ever had a hot chocolate?
I had.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Me too. I have hot chocolate too.
Not the coffee, though, because we wouldn't want you bouncing off the walls.
I may not let them have the coffee.
That's probably a wise why. Teachers probably appreciate that.
Right. Bella, what do we...
Would not like me if I had
coffee. What do we do on Fridays after we're all done?
We take off all of our stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then we make hot chocolate for ourselves.
Okay, so kind of, you know, that's a great way to end a really successful day of running a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... You know, this is a learning experience too. Let me give you a little secret, boys and girls. Teachers usually don't have you do something unless you're learning from it. So, yeah, you can see the look on her face right now. The secret's out now. You're learning, right?
Uh-oh.
So what do you think you're learning by operating a business? What are some of those skills or some things you're learning?
I'm learning how to make coffee.
Okay. What else?
I'm learning how to count change.
How to make change.
Yeah. I'm learning about not touching my black wheels, just the rims.
So we're talking a lot about, like, we have to wear gloves. So Israel is in a wheelchair. And so we realized the first week, we're like, oh, his wheelchair is probably kind of dirty. So if he's talking or if he's walking through or wheeling his wheelchair through, we had to kind of come up with a solution for that. So we're learning on the job too.
So many details that maybe you wouldn't realize and such within that. But I heard math. I heard, just some real life practical skills. And when you get older, there are a lot of people that like coffee and are going to make their own coffee. Anything else?
Yeah. It will have to touch clay part of his wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. So we touch a specific part of his wheelchair so that it's
cleaner. The metal part.
The metal part.
Mm-hmm. All right. So is there a process to making coffee? Is there an order in which that takes place?
Bella, do you want to describe that?
Yes. So first, we get a cup. Then we put the sleeve on. Then if they want hot chocolate, then we put the powder stuff in first. Then the water. Then we stir it. And if they want marshmallows, we put the marshmallows in and then put the lid on.
Lots of good stuff there. I bet there's some people that just want extra sugar and extra marshmallows and not a lot of coffee or hot chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. You ever see anybody? Yeah. I bet there are lots of people that do that. So I guess I want to learn a little bit more. So operating a coffee shop, there are going to be some things that I'm sure are really, really easy and some things that are maybe harder than what you thought it would be. What's been easy for you as you're doing this coffee shop?
Nothing's easy. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, don't answer that question for me.
Apologies.
What's been easy?
Making the hot chocolate.
Okay.
Well, I never made coffee before.
Okay, so you definitely learned something from it. You know how to make coffee now. I didn't know how to make coffee until... Really? I was an adult before I made my first cup of coffee.
I was a grown-up, too.
What else? What else has been easy?
Making hot chocolate, because I've made it at home before.
Okay. Good. Good. Let's go the opposite direction of that. What's been something that's been really challenging, something that's been harder than what you thought it would be?
I know one. A county chain. From $10 bill, but we charge it, but them owe us $1.25, and that will be really hard to do $10 bill.
Yeah, so we've practiced a lot with $2 and $5 in making change, and our coffee is $1.25. And so one time somebody came to him with $10 and 25 cents, and we were like, ooh. And so that was challenging for you, but you did it, didn't you? Yeah, he did it.
You know, there are a lot of people that I've encountered in stores and such that rely heavily on the cash register to do that for them. No cash register here. You've got to do the math.
Yes, we had the case for our money that we put our money that we earn in the case, when we all done and we close it, and today we see how much money we earn.
Yep. So we have a cash box, and when we're done with it, we close it all up, and then we have to count it all up and see how much money we made, and then we put it in our budget, and we save some, and we spend some, and we give some.
All right. So lots of purposes, lots of things going on here, but you know what? You're gaining so many valuable experiences right now that'll help you when you become an adult. Maybe be a little bit better about what you want to do when you grow up. And that just makes me really, really curious. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Israel, what do you want to be?
A teacher.
A teacher? Wait a second. I think that's changed. I remember seeing a police badge and all of those pieces. Well, so you've shifted?
I'm going to retire being an officer. Then okay. I'll turn into a teacher and I'll help Ms. Jensen.
You know what? There are lots of ways to serve others, and what two better ways than to be a teacher and police officer?
Or yeah. I can come and help you.
You know what? You're hired. You want to come and help me? We'll make that work.
Yay.
Abel, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a singer.
A singer.
To make some country music.
Ooh, all right. A country music star. I'm looking forward to hearing that album. Country music superstar. Bella, what are you looking to be when you grow up?
A coffee shop person.
All right. Oh. So you've been inspired to maybe you enjoy it so much. This is maybe something I want to do when I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's exciting.
Yep.
Okay. So it sounds like, if I'm hearing correctly, Happy Beans has been a very successful project. Is there any plans to expand?
Do you guys remember what we talked about? Soon, we're going to team up with Mrs. Rogers and her students that are at Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start making some baked goods. And so then
like
teachers,
what?
Like what? Like brownies or maybe muffins or things mm-hmm. like that. And so teachers can choose if they want coffee and a muffin or coffee and a brownie mm-hmm. and things like that. We also, like I said, we're talking about like maybe doing some things outside of school. We have that thing on Monday that we're doing in the evening time. And maybe expanding some hours. I don't know. I think we're just going to go with the flow and see what happens from this and see what these kids can do. And they've been awesome so far.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like fun.
I want to go after we get our coffee shop outside in middle of night. But
in the middle of the night?
No, not like that kind of night, but it could be dark outside if we go to tell coffee in middle of a dark.
And okay, so when it's dark outside, we're gonna sell some coffee in the evening when it's dark.
You know what?
We might.
Keep some people awake late at night when they maybe have to go to work or something of that nature.
That's
too,
true.
Right?
Yep.
So I heard that not only is this a project where we are learning about coffee, where we're learning to do some math, where we're taking what we're learning and applying it to real life, I heard that we're giving back to others too. Can we talk a little bit about maybe how you use Happy Beans Coffee to give back to others?
Israel, do you want to explain what we do for that? Well, you've kind of already talked about it a little bit. What do we do when we have the money to give to other people? You forget.
You can tell them.
You want me to tell them? Okay. So we've had in our budget, we create a certain percentage that we're giving back to others, and we call that our kindness project. And I've told them we're like little secret detectives, and we're paying attention in the school to students or grownups who might need something. Maybe they're going through a hard time, or maybe something pretty terrible has happened at home, or something along those lines that just comes to our attention. And so what we can do with the money that we've budgeted is we can give them that money, or we can give them something that we've bought with that money, just to lift their spirits. The way that we choose to do that is we write them a letter. So we have little cards that say you've been happy beaned, and we write in it and we just give them a little note and show them that we love them and that we care for them and that we want to help them out. And we put the money inside, and then we put it on their desk or on somewhere where they're going to find it. And we've put coffee beans around it, and it just says you've been happy beaned. And then it's not really like a presentation or anything like that. It's more of a fun way to give back and to see how, yeah, we can help others.
Well, the very first episode of the Tiger Cast was called A Year of Kindness. And Dr. Mm-hmm. Hoffert came on and he talked about how we were going to focus as a school corporation to be kind. And what a perfect example of showing kindness than just to donate the coffee, whether it's somebody having a bad day or something challenging going on in their life. Boys and girls, do you know you're actually you're enriching the lives of others by handing that coffee out?
Mm-hmm. Do you think you make people smile?
Yes.
We for sure do.
You're making me smile a lot today. So just out of curiosity's sake, because we are running really low on time here today, you're on the road today. So you are my special guest this morning, but what else do you have planned today?
We're going to Lightwell.
Well, they're all very excited. They're all excited.
Yeah.
We're going to Lightwell and eat there.
Okay.
For lunch.
And then after we eat.
And then we're going to come back to our school.
Okay. So I'm hearing light rail for maybe a lunch, but you know what I know about light rail?
What?
Might be a coffee shop.
It might be.
I would get hot chocolate.
But you don't have to make it, right?
Nope, not this time. You just got to pay for it, right?
Oh, I got money in.
All right, Miss Jensen, before we end here, give us one more reminder. When is Happy Beans open?
Happy Beans is opened on Friday mornings between 8:45 and 9:30, and it is open to community. So if you come to Jefferson and you just come in those main doors, we're right inside the doors.
And I heard $1.25.
Over by the nurse's office.
Can't beat that price.
It's a good investment.
Over by the nurse's office.
Okay.
Where the conference room is.
All right. So I know that once you have purchased your coffee and you're finishing up, and there is a special way that you end that transaction. So if I bought a cup of coffee today, what would we say?
Have a happy bean day.
All right. So Happy Beans Coffee, there you are, folks. Miss Jensen, what an incredible project to make learning real and applicable to students. We want to thank you for what you do as well. Boys and girls, we had fun. And with that closing, how can you not go buy a cup of coffee? Have a happy beans day.
This was